Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
As we continue our study in Malachi chapter 3, we are looking at some truths we need to know in regard to salvation. We learn about the saving mercies of God, but we have to understand a number of things if we're going to come to a proper understanding of God's gracious, merciful, kind salvation. And so we have truth that we need to know about God, as indicated in verse 6, that God is self-existent, immutable, gracious, and faithful. And there are truths we need to know about ourselves, which are revealed in verse 7, and it is very simple. We are sinners. And it even breaks down into two categories. We are sinners by nature, and we are sinners by choice. And some think that it doesn't really make any difference whether we are sinners by nature or not, since all have sinned, all have committed sin, all have chosen to sin. We are sinners by choice. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that is true. That really is enough to understand we need salvation. But if we understand the first part, that we are sinners by nature before we became sinners by choice, then that helps to explain a great many things. And it shows us how deeply rooted sin is in all of our lives. It is not simply that we are sinners by choice, though in fact we certainly are, but it is also that we are sinners by birth. We are sinners by nature, have been sinners from the moment of conception, and that makes our condition all the more serious. But now we're going to move on to some truths that we need to know about salvation. And so I thank you for joining me on this Friday, January 17 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. And I remind you that we can only teach God's Word on this station as we are helped by radio listeners just like you. Thank you for your consideration. Truth that we need to know about salvation. Well, let's begin with this one. Sin brings serious consequences. We need to understand that. Verse 9 says, "You are cursed with a curse." You are cursed with a curse. Now, I lifted that one phrase out of the context, and we'll get to the context eventually, but this tells us the seriousness of our sin. It brings serious consequences. There is a present penalty, there is a universal penalty, and it is a serious penalty. A present penalty. "You," says Malachi to the people of his day, "you are cursed with a curse." Or maybe more literally, that phrase could and should be translated, "You are being cursed with a curse." It is a present penalty. As you continue in your sins, you are continuing to have the curse of God heaped upon you. And I can envision it as being a curse, a penalty, that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger because I keep sinning and sinning and sinning. You are being cursed with a curse. It is a present penalty. But it is also a universal penalty because verse 9 goes on to say, even this whole nation You are cursed with a curse, even this whole nation. Everybody in the nation of Israel is cursed with a curse. Now, what does that tell us? That tells us that the curse that rests upon men and women because of our sins is a universal curse, a universal penalty. It comes upon all of us because all of us are sinners. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because there are no exceptions to that statement, except, of course, the sinless Son of God, Jesus Christ. But apart from him, there are no exceptions to that statement that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, God's judgment, God's curse upon sinners because of their sins rests upon everybody. That means me. That means you. That means everybody. Now, I have no way of knowing, of course, who's listening to this broadcast and what you're thinking at this time, but I have talked to enough people over the years to know that there are a lot of people who are who are willing to acknowledge that they are sinners, but don't seem to think that it's that big a deal, and don't seem to realize that there's any serious penalty attached to their sins. They seem to take the attitude, I'm a sinner, of course I am, I've done a few things wrong, and almost always this phrase, everybody has. Everybody has. And then sometimes that's followed up by saying, but I'm still a good person, or by adding, I'm not as bad as a lot of people. And as you listen to what they're saying, you understand that it is something like this. I'm a sinner, of course, because everybody is, but since God knows that everybody is, and since I'm not a very bad sinner, then I really don't have anything to worry about. I'm not really worried. I'm not really concerned. I don't think that I'm in any serious jeopardy because I'm a sinner, because I'm just, well, I'm in the same boat with everybody else, but there's a lot of them whose sins are a whole lot worse than mine, and therefore I'm feeling pretty good about myself, and I'm feeling pretty positive about my chances when I stand before God, if they even believe in that. And I think deep down everybody does. Not everybody acknowledges it, but I think deep down everybody does. But the idea seems to be, I'm not really worried about it because it's something that is true of everybody, and God knows that, and God is a gracious God, and he's an understanding God, and he's a long-suffering God, and he's a just God, he's a fair God, and so certainly he's not going to rain down serious penalty upon me because I'm not such a bad sinner. And of course, we all tend to view our behavior in the best possible light, even as we are often guilty of viewing the behavior of others in the worst possible light. But the truth of the matter is that the penalty that rests upon all of us is a serious penalty. It's not a light one. You are cursed with a curse. You are being cursed with a curse. And we're talking about the curse of God, which is ultimately eternal condemnation. That is no light thing. Passing it off as being of little concern because I'm in the same boat with everybody else doesn't really help the matter. Now, I could illustrate this a number of ways, but let me illustrate it this way. If you know anything about the Bible, you know that a large number of the holy angels chose to rebel against God. They followed the lead of Lucifer, and they are what we call today demons, and some of them are in hell even now, and all of them are going to hell. And all of them sinned in the same way, and yet all of them are going to spend eternity in hell. In fact, hell, the Bible tells us, was prepared for the devil and his angels. And the fact that all of them are equally guilty does not lessen the penalty one little bit. All of them are equally guilty of rebelling against God. All of them are spending eternity in the lake of fire. That's the penalty. But the truth is that same penalty applies to sinners, and all have sinned, and we're all sinners. That same penalty applies to sinners. There is no lessening of the penalty because we're all in the same boat. The whole boat is going down. Sin brings serious consequences. That's the first truth that I think we need to understand about salvation. But I follow that up with a very encouraging truth, and that is God is a pardoning God. Now I go back to verse 7. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. And then this, return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Return to me, and I will return to you. Return to me, that's repentance, and I will return to you. That's divine blessing. Yes, we are all sinners. We are all being cursed because we have all gone astray. Everyone to his own way. But God says, if you will return to me. You see, you need to understand that your sin is a turning away from God. That's the language that is used here. It can be described in a lot of different ways, but that's a very important way to describe it. Every time you transgress any of the laws of God, you are in that act turning your back upon God, turning away from Him, saying, I choose not to live under your laws, under your authority, in the light of your throne. I choose not to do that. I instead turn my back on you. I make my own choices. I go my own way. I do my own thing. And it doesn't have to be murder. It may just be when you choose to tell a lie, knowing that you are telling a lie, but knowing that it's advantageous to you, or believing that it's advantageous to you at this particular moment. You need to tell that lie in order to gain a certain advantage, or you need to tell that lie in order to avoid some kind of repercussion, some kind of penalty. And so you make the choice to do it, knowing that it is a lie, but after all, it's just a little white lie, and everybody does it. Here we go again. Everybody does it. But you need to understand that every time you do that, you are turning your back on God, and it's like you're thumbing your nose at God. I choose to disobey your law that says you shall not bear false witness, but I'm going to do it because it suits my purposes. And that's considered very, very little, very light. I mean, that's such a small thing. We're not talking here about murder. We're not talking about bank robbery. We're not talking about creating mayhem in the streets. We're not talking about embezzling huge amounts of funds or anything like that. I'm just talking about a little lie like everybody does. And yes, everybody does. Everybody does. You're right. But when everybody does that, they are turning away from God. But if you will return to me, repentance, I will return to you. What a wonderful promise. We'll take it up again, Lord willing, next week. Please join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.